Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, then he rewrites that tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who has two jobs, to try to name the hidden tune and to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Nichol Kramer is on the line from Guilford, Vermont. Nichol, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good to have you. And Nichol, what's your musical background?
Well, in college, I actually ended up taking a lot of the core music courses, the theory and history courses.
And where'd you go to school?
At Indiana University.
Oh, which has one of the great music schools in the country, in the world.
Oh, indeed, yeah. Also, during that time, I sort of worked in a lot of bar bands and such.
And what role does music play in your life these days?
Mostly just listening on the radio and sitting around the living room playing guitar. My one sort of brush with greatness was when I was at IU. I actually drove a cab for a summer, and I had Menachem Pressler in my cab several times.
Menachem Pressler, the great pianist who's also a longtime professor of piano there in Bloomington at the Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University.
Yes, indeed.
So how was he as a cab passenger?
He was very nice. I tried to be quiet. I mean, if you imagine yourself sort of in that situation, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Turn around and say, how about that Archduke Trio?
Right. As Menachem Pressler, of course, the founding member and longtime member of the Beaux-Arts Trio. Yeah. So piano trios were a big part of his life for a long, long time. And long may he live in his late 80s and going strong still at this point, Menachem Pressler. Well, Nichol, we're here for a piano puzzler for you. So Bruce is about to play this for you. Then we'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Now, I don't know what's coming either. So if you happen to get stuck, you can ask me for a little brainstorming help for what that's worth.
All right.
Okay, so here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Lovely.
That was beautiful. So, Nichol, what do you think?
Well, the melody I'm getting a bit of, but I can't quite pack down. It's like dee 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 dee.
Yeah, that's in there.
That's what am I trying to hear? Well, can I go the other way and guess Brahms?
Yes, you can, and you're right.
Okay.
Got that out of the way.
So, in the style of Johannes Brahms.
Absolutamente.
Well done.
Beautiful.
Nichol, what made you think Johannes Brahms?
Well, first off, there was some phrases at the beginning that almost made me think Debussy, but then it was obviously a little earlier than that. It was just sort of broad Brahms strokes is sort of all I can say.
That's really excellent. And also the fact that it made you think of Debussy and then change your mind is excellent, because this is based on his Opus 119, number one intermezzo, which gets used a lot in teaching as an example of Brahms's forward-thinking harmony, leaning in the direction of Debussy.
Yeah.
So good job.
So very well done on the composer front.
Johannes, Eleanor Rigby.
Correct.
Oh, my God. Whoa. That just came out of nowhere.
Yes.
That was saying that I kept running that one little phrase over and over in my mind. And
this one.
Finally hit the right neuron. Yes.
Yeah.
So, Nikel, your mind must have been working on that while Bruce and I were talking because you just blurted that out suddenly. Amazing. So, Eleanor Rigby in the style of Johannes Brahms with specific references to Brahms' Intermezzo, Opus 119, number 1. Bruce, can we hear this piano puzzler one more time?
Sure.
Somehow the phrase, all the lonely people, really fits with Johannes Brahms,
yes,
too.
Yes, it's true. He free but lonely, but you know, Brahms never married, came close, but no cigar.
So, yeah, there was this phrase, frei aber einsam, in German, free but lonely, the initials F-A-E, and he and his friends wrote some pieces of music based on those notes, F-A-E.
Yes,
so
right.
That theme of loneliness really ties in with Johannes Brahms. So, Eleanor Rigby, with the phrase, all the lonely people, in the style of Johannes Brahms, a perfect fit in the piano puzzler this
Thank
week.
Thank you, Fred. I really felt the way you're describing it. I'm glad it was coming from you, so I didn't have to say that, because that is how I felt working on this one.
And Nikel, you got both the composer and the tune, so two gold stars for you. And for playing our piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and an autographed copy of the score, the music to that classic piano puzzler, signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Wonderful. Really looking forward to it.
Nikel, what's your public radio station?
Vermont Public Radio.
Vermont Public Radio. Nikel Kramer from Guilford, Vermont. Thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, a real pleasure. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.